On a family vacation to Ireland as a child, Emily Cantor Amthor saw the Book of Kells for the very first time. That's an intricately written manuscript dating back to around 800 AD. And she was fascinated by the stylistic lettering. Using an array of writing tools, including quill pens made from feathers of birds, calligraphy is still practiced today. And Emily has carried that art of calligraphy with her throughout her life, often accompanied by her favorite piece of music, as we learn in this Atlanta Sound.
Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabrielle Fauré is the piece that I will listen to over and over and over. My name's Emily Cantor Amthor, and I am a calligrapher. Calligraphy comes from the Greek roots kalligraphos, which is beautiful handwriting or beautiful letters, beautiful words. I've got turkey feathers, pheasant feathers, goose feathers, crow feathers, and all sorts of beautiful feathers that are gorgeous to look at naturally, and then I can turn them into something else, and I hope I do the birds justice by using their feathers. So now we have the quill prepared. We've got the vellum ready. This is made of really finely tanned goat skin, and we've got the ink all set to go. So now we dip the quill into the ink and we start to write. There's nothing like quill on parchment for me. The way it feels and the sounds that it makes are so nice, and you can imagine that these are sounds that have been heard for thousands of years. It always amazes me how I can do the simplest lettering, and to many, many people, they think, wow, that is so amazing. How did you do that? It is a very unique feeling, and it causes people to express themselves differently, I think, when they are actually putting pen to paper. The funny thing is that people assume that because you're a calligrapher and you can do these, what they think are these beautiful letters, that your penmanship must also be wonderful. I have some of the worst handwriting I've ever seen. And so, obviously, there's a switch in the brain that clicks over. My favorite letter is the letter R, because in almost every style, it ends up being beautiful and having so much capacity for flourish and variation. And I wish that one of my names began with the letter R, because I could really go to town with it. The reality of it is, the appeal of the written word to me is less about meaning than about form. I just love making the letters. And if they add up to something that's really meaningful, that's even better.
Calligrapher Emily Cantor Amthor speaking with WABE producer Eric Durbin. You can see Emily's array of quills and more at wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds. Incidentally, that's also where you can submit your very own idea for the Atlanta Sounds series.